Hi guys, welcome back for episode 32. So last week we spoke about strategic networking and how building intentional relationships really drive business growth. The big lesson with last week was that strong networks open doors, but networks alone aren't a system. And that's where our sales pipeline comes in. It turns opportunity into predictable revenue.
Well, the thing is, predictability matters, especially in sales, Chloe. I think any business can resonate with that. Without a predictable pipeline, man, you end up in this kind of feast or famine type of scenario. And that is an absolute growth killer for any business. And it's not just that, it's absolutely frustrating as well. So something that every business needs to consider and think about is a predictable sales system.
Yeah. Well, when you have that predictable revenue, you have, you know, stability, confidence, and scalability. When you're constantly in that, oh my God, I need money, like searching for leads or buying leads, for instance. One, you're not building a brand. And two, you end up with, you know, income that goes like this, where, you know, oh, I need to get rid of marketing. And then, oh, marketing, I need you, let's get rid of it. And it just ends up in an endless cycle. And you end up actually not even growing your business.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. But the thing is, you know, when you've got a predictable sales process, that can help with the predictable sales pipeline. So the process helps the pipeline, you know, helps people go through the pipeline, keeps it nice and lubricated, if you like. And of course, your investors, teams, business leaders, they all need their predictability in order to plan effectively for the future. You know, what are we going to invest in next? What's the next big thing for us? What marketing channels are we going to do? What market strategies are we going to execute? How do we compete with our customers, you know? So without a system, the sales become more reactive instead of proactive.
Yeah. So what makes a good sales pipeline is, you know, you have one, awareness. Two is your lead generation. Three is your qualification. Four is nurturing them. Five is closing them. And then six is retention. So it's about that loop, that
flywheel.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. Yes, the flywheel. And, you know, when you're in that, so it's pretty much making them aware of their problem, bringing them on as a lead so that they know that you're the go-to person. Then it's qualifying that lead. You know, is this a perfect fit for us? Is this not? Nurturing them. So that's, you know, teaching them. Could be through, you know, social media, could be through podcasts, could be through many different ways. Sure. Also through your sales process as well and your customer journey. You close the deal. So whether that's them becoming somebody that's a referrer or they're the client. And then it's retention. So it's keeping them on to be that continuous salesperson for you.
That's correct. And I mean, at Adonis, what we do, Chloe, as you know, is we run a tight kind of life cycle marketing, or it's not even just marketing, it's a life cycle process where, you know, you're generating demand for your products and services with people that might not even know that they need your service, you know,
right? Or
that you even exist, that's exactly right. And it's bringing them through that whole buyer's journey, as you quite rightly say, that helps generate the leads. They can generally self-qualify based on the education and things that you're helping them with, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, if someone's typing in to Google or even AI, now that we've got the advent of AI, you know, they're typing in a problem that they've got in their business. You know, they've maybe got a low conversion rate, and so they're looking for information on how to increase the conversion rate, and then they come across a blog article written by Adonis. And then what happens is when they're reading that content, you're educating them on how to help increase their conversion rate. So you're actually building a relationship with them. This is why your your website is considered a 24/7 salesperson for your business. That's why you need to invest in it. And then what happens there is when they get to the end of the blog article, if they feel that you're someone that that they resonate with and that you can help them, they would maybe fill in a form. And then that puts them into the nurturing sequences. It could be that what they're doing is they're signing up for more educational content, or it could be them actually reaching out for a demo or speak to sales or whatever that might be. But during that time, you generally start to nurture them with additional educational content, even right through that sales process, you know?
Yeah.
And then once they've reached out, they then call, it's obviously up to the sales team to close that prospect as a customer. And they would do that again with sales enablement tools, additional educational content. And then once they become a customer, that's not the end of the line. It's all about retaining them, continually educating them, continually helping them with other things that maybe they've not considered that you offer as a business as well. And that, is, as you say, goes round in that flywheel, and it just keeps going back to the start and just continually grows until they decide that, you know, they've changed direction or something, you know? Yeah, so by doing that as well, what you're doing is you're creating a healthy pipeline that which allows for balance across all stages, so that you're not top heavy and you're not bottom heavy. So you've got a continuous stream of prospects coming through the sales pipeline. Now, when you're managing that sales pipeline, you need to make sure you've got full visibility, and you should always know where prospects are in the process. And now, generally, you would do that with, you know, like a Kanban view, where it's like columned within your sales system. That's generally found within your CRM. And what you do is, you know, you can set up different stages, if you like, you know, from lead to prospect to MQL to SQL to closed or closed one, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really important to understand where your customers are right throughout that process. Now, common gaps, there's no middle of the funnel nurture. Generally, what happens is when you've got like the top of the funnel, middle of the funnel, the bottom of the funnel, and this is when I suppose funnels were more linear than what they actually are. But generally, what people would do is they would only try and focus on maybe the top of the funnel, which is your kind of brand awareness type of stuff. And then they almost forget about the middle of the funnel. So you need to make sure that you close all these gaps and you're actually nurturing your prospects right throughout the funnel, not just at the top, not just at the bottom, but definitely in the middle as well. Another one is weak qualification, actually qualifying your prospects. You know, there's different ways you can do that. You can use like the BANT system. There are other sales systems out there, sales processes that are out there that can help you do this. But you generally find people have got weak qualification. And a lot of that actually stems from not understanding who their ICP and buyer personas are, you know, not understanding who it is you're actually speaking to, you know, the salesperson versus the person that makes the decision, the buying decisions, etc. So it's important to make sure that you've got your qualification process in place. And one of the biggest ones is inconsistent follow-up. You know, even with a lot of our clients, Chloe, you know yourself that, you know, they follow up once if you're lucky, and then they just kind of drop off. But you've got to remember, people have lives outside their jobs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and other things come in which take away their focus on whatever it is that they're doing and things like that. So if it's the case that someone's not getting back to you, there's probably a reason for that. And it could be that they've maybe not got the budget, they're just too scared to speak to you. It could be the case that they've just not got the time. So whatever it is you're offering is not a high priority for them at the moment. And of course, it could be that they're just busy. So you need to continually follow up with all your prospects.
Yeah. Now, with this follow-up as well, it's not just a phone call, that's it. You need to send, you know, an email, a text message, understand where your customers best what your customer's best contact method is, because not everybody likes to speak on the phone. I know from myself, I don't want to sit there and talk to you on the phone for 15, 20 minutes. Just send me an email. What is it that you need? You know, I'll get back to you via that. Otherwise, if I have to call you, then I will. We had a client who was just doing one phone call follow-up and then, oh, okay, they're not interested. That's it. And then we went back and I spoke to them and I created a sales process, and I think it had about a few phone calls, a few emails and a text message or something. And they were like, holy crap. Like, I don't want to come across as if I'm, you know, attacking this person or something. But it's not the case that you're attacking them. You'll understand when you're contacting them whether they're interested or not. You know, people have their own lives. People have stuff going on. Sometimes the first thing in their mind isn't to get back to you. People have a lot going on in their lives as well, to the point where sometimes, you know, they're burnt out and they don't want to be on their phone. They don't want to be replying to emails and stuff. So you need to work with the client and their pace as well.
That's right.
But that also comes down to nurturing them to the point where they're ready to, you know, you're getting the right ICP.
That's right. And I think a lot of people need to, a lot of businesses need to actually create a sales process for their own business. I mean, everyone has a sales process, but most people don't have it written down and documented. If you have it written down and documented, you should actually be able to see where the gaps are. Now, I know that, you know, depending on what website you read or blog articles and things, some people say that you should be reaching out about six times. But you've got to remember that a lot of people, when they're making buying decisions, especially if it's a high ticket item like a mortgage, a car, solar panels, all those, even a website, in fact, you know, if you hear them from us anyway, you know, they're that bit more expensive because they actually generate revenue. But when people are making these decisions, you know, it's not just like they're going out to, you know, buy a loaf of bread or a pint of milk. These are big decisions. And generally, there might be a buying committee, as in, if you're selling solar to someone, for instance, you know, it could be the husband and wife. Or it could be you're speaking to the wrong person. Again, this goes back to understanding who it is you need to speak to. I know that up in North Queensland, where, you know, there are FIFO workers and things like that, where, you know, they're working a week, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off and things. And what happens is the wife actually becomes the person that deals with everything in the house. And the husband just finances things. So it would obviously make more sense for to speak to the wife at that point rather than the husband who's away every 2 weeks, you know. So just make sure that you understand, especially from a B2B aspect, who it is that you need to speak to for whatever it is that you're trying to sell.
Yeah. So some short-term wins versus long-term growth. The short-term is, you know, outbound, referrals, targeted campaigns. Long-term is that content marketing, demand generation, and inbound strategies. So as Derek mentioned before, it's, you know, creating those blog articles and really teaching people and nurturing them through that content, and to see that they're, to create a demand for your product or service.
The thing is, as well, content marketing, demand generation and inbound strategies and things, that's when we do that and we get leads through that, you know, the leads pretty much are ready to sign on the dotted line because they've already been educated in what you do, what you can deliver and, you know, what the expected outcomes are. That's so difficult to do when you're doing outbound stuff, like, you know, like outbound email or even, you know, picking up the phone to some random that you never asked for them to call you. Everybody hates that, you know. And I generally don't engage in those type of things. If I'm wanted some, I'll go out and find it. There has been times where on LinkedIn I've been DM'd and I've thought, you know what, let's give this a go. But honestly, it's like far and few between. Most of our leads and things comes from inbound. People listening to podcasts, reading our blog articles, using our templates, buying our products and services. That's the big difference between outbound and inbound.
Yeah. And you've got like the balance between both of the short term and the long term. So your short term fuels immediate cash flow. You know, like the man down the road might pass a referral. And because that, as we mentioned in the last podcast, when there's a referral, they're more likely to convert due to the fact that, you know, they trust the word of the person who's referring them. So it's got
True.
that immediate cash flow, whereas your long term is really building a brand and building sustainability and growing a business. And that's, we've seen that quite a lot where a lot of companies will do all the short term stuff because they go, oh, awesome, all this cash, but they have nothing long term that's, you know, building a brand, building something, you know, that you're the go-to in your market, in your area, in Queensland, in Australia, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And generally, what happens, as you know, as well, even with some of the clients that we bring on, most of them don't do any inbound or content marketing. Their website is generally like a brochure site. It's not most of the clients, in fact, don't generate any leads from it before they come to us. It is generally just a brochure type site.
Yeah.
There's no real content in there that's ICP or buyer focused.
Yeah.
It lacks conversion optimization and all this kind of stuff. But what a lot of the customers do is they pay an agency for to do some ads for them, and they think, "Oh, this is great, getting a bit of cash flow, blah blah blah." But the problem with that is if you stop doing paid ads, or then the chances are all your leads are going to stop coming through as well. Because you're not building a solid foundation based on your own website and your own content that needs to be focused on the buyer personas and ICPs that you're trying to target. You know, that talks about their problems. It talks about how your solution solves those problems and those kind of things. So it's super, super important for businesses to really invest in their own platform, their own website, their own content for a long-term sustainable growth.
Yeah, when you do that short term, you'll just end up burning yourself out because you're constantly chasing the next thing rather than building a solid foundation.
That's right.
So some systems that drive pipeline consistency is your CRM setup and discipline. You know, you need to be tracking every single lead that comes through. As we mentioned earlier, segmenting them into leads, follow-up, you know, MQL, SQL, close, nurturing, whatever you need to do for that.
Sure.
And you want to have a good CRM. Make sure that has everything in like in there that you need. 'Cause we've had some people that have used CRMs that are a bit more advanced, but they're paying for this system that they're not even utilizing. And we've
Sure.
also had clients that have started using, say, Word documents or Google Sheets, which when you're starting out, you need to do what you need to do. But when you start to build a proper brand, that's not an effective way to be tracking leads. Plus, if that document gets compromised, there goes all your data. Second one is clear qualification criteria. So understanding your ICP, understanding their budget and timeline, and making sure that your customers that are coming through your pipeline are aware of, you know, timeline on things as well.
That's right. And the thing is, you need to make sure that you have regular pipeline reviews, including weekly check-ins on deals. You know, if you've set up I mean, when you're in your CRM, you should be able to see, have visibility anyway, on your full pipeline. You know, you should understand where your prospects are at any point of the time when you look at your CRM. But it's super important to make sure that you're continually reviewing it, that you're then reaching out to those prospects that you said you would reach out to when you said you'd reach out to them, and just make sure that that's done on a regular basis. Now, there's a lot of things you can do to help you do that, including creating automations, especially for like email nurturing, retargeting, reappointment setting, and with the advent of AI. That, I mean, most of this can be automated now. You know, you don't need, like, I mean, your sales team should be focused on your customers now, and utilizing AI to do most of the grunt work for them, you know. But consistency over intensity should help you with sustainable processes and beat random surges. So you really need to be consistent when you're doing this, you know, and your sales team should know this anyway. So just make sure that all this is built into your sales process and your sales team know what they should be doing every single day when they come in to the leave.
Yeah. And there's some common mistakes as well that kill your pipeline health. You know, if you're relying only on referrals or repeat business, that's a very unhealthy way to run a business. And one, it's not building a brand. And two, you can't rely on other people to grow your business. That's just not sustainable. The second one is ignoring pipeline middle. So just jumping from the lead to the close and not taking them through that proper customer journey and not nurturing them. Sometimes when you do that, they'll feel like they've not been heard. They'll feel like they don't actually understand what you're doing and you've not really nurtured them and really taught them about your product or service.
That's right. And the thing is, this is where the sales enablement tools come in. So there is a sales process, and the key word there is process. So you need to make sure you take every client or every prospect through the same process, the same qualification criteria, etc., because what will come out at the end will be a fully qualified customer.
Yeah.
And that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for something that's not qualified, because not only will no doubt end up a complete headache for the company, but it just wastes a lot of time and resources.
Yeah.
So you don't want to overstuff with unqualified leads. Again, this goes back to making sure that your sales pipeline, sales process is in place and it's been worked on constantly. Another common mistake is a no follow-up system, leaving money on the table effectively. Now, a big part of this is also database reactivation. Now, we offer database reactivation. So basically what that is if you've got, say you've got 100 leads and you've reached out to 100% of those leads and you've only managed to contact 60%, which is, you know, that's normal, right? That means that there's not 40% that you've not followed up with if you don't have that process in place. So yeah. What we can do is we can actually take that other 40% and pump it into our systems, and we can start an automated, using AI and SMS and things, lead catch-up, if you like, or lead reactivation system, I suppose is what we would call it. And basically what happens is that AI actually reaches out to them via SMS and has a conversation with them to find, you know, it can qualify them, find out if they're still interested in the services or products. If they are, it can schedule them straight into the calendar, and you know, before you know it, you've got another, you know, 5 million in the pipeline done automatically for you. So having a follow up system in place is an absolute must, because you'll be losing money on the table. Yeah. And another one is inconsistent prospecting habits. You know, you need to prospect, especially in B2B. And there's a lot of tools and things out there that you can use to do that, and LinkedIn is obviously a massive one of those.
Yeah. So how can your small business win with lean pipelines? So you don't need a giant team or, you know, complex technology. Like we mentioned earlier, we've had a client that had complex technology, and you just end up wasting money on something you're not even utilizing. So, you know, when you're starting out, start out with what you can. Really do your research into a CRM that's going to fit you and your business, and kind of just go from there. The second one is focusing on clarity. You know, who's your best customer and where do they hang out? Really invest in understanding who your ICP is and everything to do with them, from their age, from where they live, to where they hang out, to what habits they have, to what they do on a day-to-day basis. Because right now this might sound dumb to you and go, oh, you know, I don't need to know that, but you do, because that's your ideal customer. Otherwise you'll just end up wasting so much time on people that aren't actually interested in your product or service, and they'll be tire kickers because they don't have the budget to proceed with buying your product or service. Third one is keep the process simple. You know, when you're outreach, nurture them and then close them. You want to make it as simple as possible for your client or your prospect, whoever is coming through. When it's difficult for them, they will start to get turned off and they'll go see your competitor, which is something that you most definitely do not want. And, you know, even a spreadsheet pipeline can work if you're disciplined. Like we mentioned earlier, if you're a small business and you're just starting, a spreadsheet is, you know, you can use a spreadsheet. As you start to grow, your systems will start to grow as well, and you will need to look at using a proper CRM system just to make sure you're tracking everything. And the more you understand about you and your business, the more informed you are in the decisions that you make.
That's right. And I mean, I'd like to just point out that we'll be launching our own platform just shortly, called Metamorph OS. It's our Metamorphosis operating system, if you like, designed and built for B2B growth. It's the same system we use internally. And within that, we will have a CRM and sales pipeline system in place. And that'll continually grow. So if you're looking for something and you want to jump on and grow with Adonis, then feel free to send us a DM or reach out to us.
Yeah. So we have some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week. I want you to map your current pipeline stages and spot the different gaps. I want you to balance short-term and long-term lead sources. So really focus on building a brand and becoming the go-to company in your industry, and also in, you know, in your town, in your city, wherever you are. I want you to track everything in one central system. Really understand where your leads are coming from and where, you know, you need to invest maybe a bit more money or invest a bit more time. Review pipeline health weekly and make sure that you're following up with all of your follow-ups. And the last one is consistency compounds. So small daily habits will build big predictability.
100%.
Awesome. So next week on The Adonis Effect, we're moving from sales systems to brand power and exploring how to position your business as the go-to authority in your market. We'll show you that thought leadership, content, and credibility can make your pipeline stronger and shorten the sales cycle. So if you want to build a brand that prospects think of first, then episode 33 is a must listen.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Amazing. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we will see you next week.
See you guys.